الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers will agree with me that today we are not short of knowledge. The amount of knowledge that we have in our society is unreal. Never before so much of knowledge we've seen in this world as you see knowledge today. If you look at it very carefully, that knowledge that we have today, that even you notice the amount of literature that you find around us, that is not even sufficient for us to read to. So much that we have, they will not have the time to read all that literature. Not only that, if you look at it very carefully, that even the channels in the morning, in the day also you find people listening to different lectures, talks all the time. At home also you find the ladies are busy listening to channels, all kind of channels listening to. They go into different jalsas. So they're listening to the talks all the time. The knowledge is being given all the time. Then sometimes in the whole world can listen to one time that knowledge, when they like the channel, the whole world listen one time. So knowledge is something we've noticed that has been enough knowledge we have with us. That even you notice that even ladies today and men today too, they're going for classes, you know. You ask them, what class is going for? I'm going for this class, I'm going for that class, all kind of classes they're going for. So they're spending their time so much in seeking knowledge, and they're going to all different classes, and now the latest one is come, you can even press the button to see even in a internet. You don't have to go outside to learn to. So one side the knowledge of this kind, and the knowledge of kalam also, you know, the pen is also running today. So many literatures and so many books that you get in Islam, all full of knowledge, full of all the time there's knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Be written by pen. What is the pen of Allah Ta'ala? When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam even underwent Miraj, when he was going up, he had the printing there, so he told Jibreel Islam, what is this now, the printing so much? He said, yeah, this is Allah Ta'ala's office, where everyone's events taking place is being recorded. So there also the printing is taking place, the pen is there also. So all kinds of printing is taking place, all kind of knowledge is being given to us. But what difference it made to our lives? What difference did it make to our lives? Did you become a better Muslim? Have you changed for better for Islam? Are you an example to another person, a non-Muslim? This is what Islam is. Sorry to say, sad to say, it's not so. Those days there were no knowledge, but there were actions. Now there's so much of knowledge and no action. The reason is because why? What's the reason for that? Because if you do not find the fault, the sickness, the remedy, the cure, then no matter what you do, if you do not find the cure, you cannot get the, it will not solve any problems. What is the remedy? The remedy is environment. Environment is very important. Our environment today outside is totally un-Islamic. Instead of Islam becoming mazboot in your heart, so stronger, it becomes more weaker too. Your iman becomes weaker. If we are going to worry about the environment outside, there will be no progress in you at all. So what is the reason, what is the solution? The solution is now we have to decide now to bring about an environment in our houses, which is the most important thing. Those days, that environment in the houses are full of Islamic environment, that's why the child could go to any school also, it made no effect also. Because the environment at home was so Islamic, that they did not have so much of knowledge, but when they wake up in the morning, you find the mother reading the Quran, the father reading the Quran, the small child is reading the Quran, everyone is taking the name of Allah when they wake up in the morning. Everyone is reading the Salah. Because the environment at home is important, not outside. Don't worry about the environment outside, it makes no difference at all. My dear friends, it makes no difference, environment will carry on. We have to bring about the environment, our lives is most important. And look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? He said when a child reaches the age of seven, make him eat namaz. Now to make a child eat namaz at the age of seven, what is going to come to the mother with his father? What is he going to do in the back there? What is he going to do in the back there? He's going to play fools there. But the father brought him to the masjid. He read, sitting in the back, that the father in namaz. And while the father in namaz, he's also acting like in namaz too. When the imam goes down, he's running in the wuzu khana. When the namaz finishes, he comes running back there. That's our old day. That's what we should do too. We all should do the same thing. But the father thinking, mashallah, my son read namaz. At the age of seven, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at the age of seven, bring the masjid. What is the reason for us to say that? When he came to the age of 10, Nabi Karim said, remember this month, the age of now becomes stern. You won't have to hit him too. If a child fails in school, you hit him very badly. Why did bad in school? But you never made with the child, why didn't be very strict with him when they come down to Salah? And Nabi Karim told him, at the age of 10, you must be very hard with him, must be strict with him. The reason is, what's the reason for it? I'm not saying you must beat him. No, beat him. You must be hard with him. You must be strict with him. That you have to go to the masjid. Now when he comes age of 10, now you know the father is more strict now. It stands in his heart that this is something very important. That's why my father did it. It goes into heart that it's something very important. That's why I have to go to namaz. Every sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's barakat in it. But if we are not doing, we're going to do it, who's going to do it then? We are feeling pity for the child to wake up in the morning for fajr namaz. The mother is feeling pity and the father is feeling pity, but you're causing harm to the zulm that is. That's called zulm. No mercy that is. Zulm, Allah will question the day of Qiyamah. For every other thing you can wake your child up, but you can't wake up for fajr namaz. But remember, the moment you get the habit of reading namaz all the time, then gradually at the age of 10, when you start become more strict, at the age of 15, he'll take you to the mosque. He will take you to the mosque. Because every sunnah. So you notice in the beginning the child was not doing namaz just like that for show. You know nothing. But gradually coming, what happens? At the age of 10, the importance in his heart becomes, at the age of 15, he reads namaz. He becomes a namaz. Likewise, my dear friend, everything else also. For example, the person wears a woman's clothing and walk around. A woman's clothing, after walking, female clothing. After some time, he'll become like a female too. He'll talk like a woman too. He'll walk like a woman too. Everything he'll do like a woman. Everything. Likewise, you make a person wear fancy clothing, you know, because nowadays, you know, we don't like to wear a clothing of Rasulullah s.a.w. Today we make our children wear all those fancy tops and whatever is call it. And you know the hairstyle the children got, where the hairstyle came from. They have been praised, you know, they have been praised, they know that I am a certain kind of youth, that person's hairstyle, this person's hairstyle. And they even say, mashallah. That's the worst part of the mashallah. But never they decided to think that let us wear the clothing of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, you know, a person, even a thief also, if you wear kurta and walk around, no one will take you as a thief. No one will take you as a thief. He'll walk around the kurta, everyone will take you as a Muslim. Even respect him too. Whether he got respect, no respect, Allah knows best. But by him just wearing Islamic clothing and walking around, what difference it make in his life, that person? So if you look at it very carefully, that because so much of knowledge around us, look at the women today. Look at the women today. Look at the clothing that they wear. Everyone is going for Hajj. So many times they're going for Umrah. They're going every throughout the world they're going. They'll even tell you, I went for so much of Hajj and so much Umrah. But what difference made their lives? It has made no difference in life at all. Those days Islam was practical, today not practical because of the amount of cheating Muslims are doing today, with all the knowledge they have, the amount of cheating, the amount of sin and vice around us, with all the knowledge they have, what benefit they have? You find brothers and brothers not talking to each other, but yet you look at them, you know that it's a very big sin not to talk to one another. For 1 year or two, my dear friend, if a person does not talk to another Muslim brother, he gets the punishment is one qatal, one murder. Why? We haven't got the love of Allah in our hearts. That's why we take it as nothing happened. We take a don't care attitude because of that. The businesses that we are running today, if you look at it very carefully, how we run our business, only Allah knows that. The cheating that we do, we rob people. We don't give our word to. Before the people of this kind, they did not have knowledge so much, but they were very honest. Where the honesty today? There's no honesty at all today. So much of dishonesty. So much of dishonesty. A man comes to the he's in namaz and making crying on Allah Ta'ala and letting others cry. What kind of Muslim is that? So what is the reason for that? That we have everything of the best in the world. We got everything, the knowledge Allah Ta'ala gave us. People are going all over the world to seek knowledge. You mind, you'll be surprised. People in the they are so tired, but they're going, where are you going? I'm going for Arabic classes. Where are you going? I'm going to his classes. Where I'm going? I'm going with his Islamic history. I'm going fiqh. They're talking all big talks. What is your life? What difference it made in your life? It made no difference. The house is on fire. Before there was no such thing as divorce. The divorce rate in South Africa, you know, is unreal. Many people are even living in together as husband and wife, but they're not supposed to live together. Because of, the reason is because of the good, the knowledge that you have in you, that knowledge has brought no good to you at all. No good at all. Those days, before, there were no such thing as when a merciful person would go to sleep, a mother sleeps. When she goes to sleep, she makes sure she reads the Quran from the child. She reads the kalima from the child. Today what the father is doing, he's got his own cell phone, and the mother got her own cell phone, the child got her own cell phone too. And what they're looking at, they're looking at all the filth. They're looking at all the filth. They're sleeping with the filth and they wake up the filth. They don't even take the name of Allah when they sleep them. They don't take the name of Allah. In the masjid that they bring their cell phone to speak. While the imam is busy, that person is busy with a cell phone. The big people are busy with cell phone or the small people. Who can you say even a big pillar involved in this thing too? So with all the knowledge that we have, we're going to this jalsa and that jalsa and this talk and that talk and opening and putting the channel on to listen to this imam and that maulana and this maulana. No doubt he gave a wonderful talk. What difference he made in your life? If it not make any difference in your life, then what do you want? Let us not point fingers at anyone else because the fingers are pointing at us. The fingers are pointing at us. Look at our own children today, my dear friends. Before the time was like this, that every person, when he should come home, the first thing is the mother and father should sit together and they read the Quran with the name of Allah. Today is like this. The husband comes home, the food is not ready to because she is busy with her cell phone. She is busy with her cell phone. And the husband will be. She writes a note there that you carry your life on your lunch, I'm busy. Before you had that thing. You never had those things. So before that knowledge was not there, but the barakat was there. The barakat was there because everyone had good character, Dishonesty is today so much. Everyone reads about dishonesty, what happens. Everyone reads about cheating, what the sin for it. Everyone talks about zina. Everyone talks about this and that. But no one is trying to put it right. Look at the women today. They're going to Arabic classes. They're going to these classes. See how they're wearing clothing and walk in the street. You don't want to look at them too. They're wearing the parda, but behind the parda, the way they walk, Allah, they say when you wear a parda, the way it must be that you don't look second time too. Now there's a condition of women wearing parda, and those people, women walk, just wearing the ordinary clothing. It's unreal. You don't want to see them. If your mother walked like that, you say, yeah, you must wear that kind of clothing that you don't want to see the second time, you must not see that too. The women are wearing this kind of clothing, and they don't have no shame. If you have no shame, my dear friend, remember one thing. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ When haya goes away, modesty goes away from a person, فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ Then he does whatever he wants to do. And that's exactly what's happening. Nabi Karim himself made dua also. I do not want to see that time when the ulama will be disgraced too. So this is a crime has come today. Look throughout the world what is happening. Remember one thing. Do not blame the rulers. Blame your own actions. Nabi Karim says, Amalukum, Ummalukum, Amalukum. Actions. Yeah, also, my dear friend, if you want Allah Ta'ala to give a ruler who will be very kind to us, then you must turn to Allah Ta'ala. And follow His commands, then you see how Allah Ta'ala give those rulers who will follow our command. So, most important thing is this part, environment at home. I'm very disappointed with the environment at home. Very disgusted because what the environment at home is most important. Don't worry about it. Bring an environment back at home. When the children come, sit with them, talk to them, read the Quran, Hadith in front of them. Make them feel important. Never a time a person will tell his child, did we speak the namaz? Never a time tell a child, you had the Isha namaz. Never tell a child, did we read Quran today? But you worry, you went to school today. Why did you fail? Did you do your homework? Did you go for your maths tuition? Well, you can go do all those things. No one's stopping you. But first you become a Muslim. Remain a Muslim. Then when you walk in the street, they say, this is a Musliman. My dear friends, Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person told a person, become Muslim. He said, if you want me to become Muslim, I can't become like you. I cannot become like you. But looking at them, I don't wish to become Muslim. Bernard Shaw, what did he say? Islam is the best, but the Muslims are the worst. Why did he say all those things? The pointing thing is that no one, we have to change our lives. Change our environment at home. Change our way of life. Become more kind to our people, our families. Become more good. And instead of going and taking all the lectures you talk about, going to this lecture and that lecture, why you got all the lectures? What lecture in your own house you got? What lecture you got in your own house? If you studied all those things that you bring, your behavior is not the same as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring the action of Nabi in your life. Be kind to everyone. Be good to everyone. Bring Islamic environment in your lives. So in the early stage, I've mentioned this part. I've mentioned very clearly this part. That do not worry about the environment outside. We can't solve that environment. But we can solve the environment at home. Bring environment at home. And bring that good environment at home. Bring that environment that you walk in a house, make salam. No one making salam to the house too. The boy became happy the Quran. He reads the Quran in the madrasa, he doesn't read Quran in the house. The fathers before, the mothers and fathers should encourage the children to become happy that you make sure that you listen to the Quran. That's why the Quran is at the house. That Quran is no more because the father is no more. They are busy with the cell phone now. The latest thing this month is if your son become happy the Quran, give him a nice iPhone. Give a nice iPhone and then you see what will happen to your Quran. I'm only speaking what is happening in our society. It is sad, my dear friends. Sometimes they say, you have to say it. If you don't say it, then whose eyes will open? Someone's eyes will open and say, inshallah. So let us bring environment at home. Time does not allow me. I have so much to speak. I have so much in my mind. When we Allah Ta'ala know what is said, whatever I said is good for us. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, to Allah Ta'ala. ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.